HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that?
Thank you, Silence the Voice. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. All those guys probably headed up north. You don't have to go very far. You have to go to try to find the heat this year. That's the fun part. Where's my pool?
It is weird.
I know. I don't know what
to
do.
Not being in the pool yet.
I don't know what to do on a Memorial Day weekend without the pool. That's the weekend you really kind of crush the pool. Nope. We got windows open. I don't know what to do.
Kids will get in, I guess.
Yeah, my neighbors are in. I don't understand that at all. My new neighbors. I don't know. They're from Polar Ice Cap or something. The other day it was 70. Pulling out of my driveway, and they just remodeled the whole house, so they don't have their landscaping all the way up. You see him in the backyard, and there's a guy's head, and then there's no head. And I'm like, did he just dive into the earth? I'm like, my God, he's swimming.
Wait a minute, you're
72 degrees.
You're John Holmberg. You're Cha-Ching Chavez guy. Yeah. Why isn't your pool heated?
I don't want a heated pool. They're hard to maintain.
Why wouldn't you
want to? They're more of a pain in the ass. It just takes up too much of my time. Oh, I do care.
Benjamin's.
No, I can throw the money at it. I just don't want
it in a fireplace.
Just means there's another person at my house way too much. It's dealing, interacting with humanity. And part of Cha-Ching Chavez is knowing when to throw your money away and when not to. And I don't want some dude standing in my backyard every day making sure a heated pool's
good. Have you ever heard anyone say, I got that thermal blanket?
No, Brady.
And it's extended our swim season. We love it.
No, I don't have conversations
that solar.
Like that. I would walk away from that
I've
conversation.
I've never heard it because it's available at the pool
yeah,
stores.
But if anybody ever started to talk to me about it, I'd realize that I'm with the dullest person alive. And I'd be like, I need to walk away from this.
How's that thermal blanket
working
out for
you? I've extended my swim season for... Okay, well, you know what?
You're just talking about your pool right here.
I know, but you said, have you ever been with anybody who said...
What's the difference?
Because we're a show broadcasting.
Well, I
was asking
about
whether or not you have a heated pool. We're talking about you can't get in one. No, I've never had someone bring that up to me. Now, there's a different way to say it.
I haven't either. That's why I'm saying that they must not be that good. I mean...
People?
Because there's a lot of people that I know that have taken out the heater. They had it. Yeah. They bought the pool.
No, thermal
blanket. Bought the house and the heater was there. It was propane.
Just buy it, Brady. You're Brady Bogan.
That's right.
Buy a thermal. If it don't work, throw it in the garbage.
And then don't ever...
I've done that too many times with too many items.
But don't ever bring it up in conversation. I mean, I think the thing that threw me off was, have you ever talked to a guy who said something about his thermal blanket? Like, no, I would never talk to an individual about that. Have I heard about thermal blankets? Sure, I've read about them and stuff. But I don't get in those conversations.
My gramps had one in Florida and you had to roll it up before you get in the water.
Your grandpa?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They had them in the 60s?
Papaled.
What?
You had to roll up Papaled before you got in the water?
Yeah.
What kind of tradition was this?
Roll up Grandpa in the thermal blanket and get him in the drink. It's a German thing.
Yeah. You make him a blintz. I know about German things.
Yeah.
Torture. Yeah, no, I don't know anything about thermal blankets, but yeah. I don't really, I kind of enjoy the idea of the season of swimming.
It makes sense sometimes on the heater because you're extending. I mean, look at, we have a pool that we should be able to use year-round because our temperatures, you know.
Well, we can. We're
heater.
Just pussies.
You can. Yeah, you can get in there.
We're a puss cake.
You're more than capable of using
invite
it year-round.
Invite your northern friends down.
Yeah.
Be in
they
your pool.
Pop right in.
They'll
that's what I'm saying. My neighbor just getting in there. I'm like, it's 70 outside. There's no need to want to swim right now.
Yep.
And they get right in. You go to the lake, it's like 60-degree water. Mm-hmm. You'll hop right in there. It's no big deal. But for some reason, when it's your pool, it's like, oh, it's just not.
But the hot tub makes up for the
that's
cool
right.
weather.
There's a Cha-Ching Chavez right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you have a hot tub.
It is pretty nice.
Get in the hot tub for Memorial Day. It's kind of...
Plop down in that for a couple hours and just kind of stare.
Make white worms.
It's weird.
The other night. It's
just
nice.
Weird. Yeah, they're nice. It's not Memorial Day fun. Usually by now, the Memorial Day hot tub is like, ugh, I don't want to get in more soup.
What was the temperature last year this time for
like
Memorial
140.
Weekend?
I don't know. It's hot.
Yeah, probably.
Hot. The answer is hot, and it was worth it. And we're swimming and goofing off. And it was great. And you want to go up north. You want to go. You want to get out of it. Nope, not at all. This is perfect. It's absolutely brilliant. People renting RVs and going to camps. And none of that now. You can go to Papago Mountain and camp. Feels the same as it would in Payson. Weird. But, yeah. And right now, Payson's usually like 85 degrees. That's us.
95 this weekend last year.
Yeah, pretty nice.
It'll be 92 on Saturday.
Well, still. You know the difference.
We're right on, but it's good.
We're not right on. This is a build back. And it's going to be 81 again on Monday. Go figure this out. Can't be done. I'll take it. But the summer of no summer has started, and I'm all for it.
I don't know what people are going to do. You're all driving. You tag your boat onto the back of your truck today. For what? Nobody's getting in. Everybody's going to be like, eh.
They'll still be at the lake.
They'll go, but they're just going to sit on it and look at the water like, I'm not going to put a wetsuit on. What happened? Usually nursing a couple sunburns after this weekend. You got like, you're torched, feeling pretty good. The river usually opens and goes crazy. I'm getting in that goddamn river right now. Just take a warm shower and put a sweater on and get some cocoa and watch television.
Will it cut down on the amount of people going to the like Sunsplash in this big opening weekend?
You going to Sunsplash isn't about like it's being hot.
Yeah.
Like the fun of it is the heat. There was nothing worse than Sunsplash when it was cold out and you're soaking wet and it's 72. Like, I don't want to get back in there.
It crushes the fun.
Yeah, it's no fun at all. The lazy river is like just a nervous mess. Oh, God. None of that stuff's heated. It doesn't have to be. Yeah, it's a weird one. It's a very strange Memorial Day. But you know what? Let's take advantage of it and just be normal. Like Camelback Mountain's going to be a disaster. All the hiking spots, and it's going to be awful with people, but I don't know what I'm going to do. Normally, I got a pretty good idea. Stores are usually empty. Everybody's gone. Nope, not the case this weekend. I don't even want a barbecue when it's 81 outside. Somebody make me some soup.
We're probably one of the only states that, or, you know, cities that's that way because a record number of people are traveling this year for Memorial
They say that
Day.
About every holiday
like
weekend.
Every year, yeah.
Every year,
yeah,
well, like, that, it's a record
that's
number.
That's what they're saying. Well, more people this year than there were last year.
Right, that would be the record. But that's what they always say. Every year it's more and more and more. Who knows? Who's counting that for real?
It's a conspiracy to make us travel.
I think it's just booked hotels and stuff. Yeah, I totally agree that it's something. Well, if you're not doing it, you're missing out because everybody else is. It's like, well, we're not going anywhere. I actually only know two people who are going somewhere, and one's just for their anniversary. They went earlier this week. Nothing to do with Memorial Day. The travel plans, nobody's going. None of you guys are going anywhere. Nobody's going anywhere. Why would you? We're in heaven. It's glorious. And we got the news here. 11-year-old, by the way, I've got information on that. The 11-year-old girl is keeping the baby. So get your presents and get ready for that shower.
Hold on.
Will they have a reveal party?
She's keeping it or the family's keeping
it? Well, she's decided.
I don't think it was her decision.
Nope. Fifth grade, right after long division, you have keep it or not keep it during rainy day recess.
That's the thing. Fifth grade, man.
You play thumbs up, seven up, and then you play is she going to be a mama?
Because Lisa teaches fifth grade now.
Yeah.
She moved up.
Keep it.
So, just one of her students.
That's exactly right.
El Pregante.
The dad is an illegal alien. So, that's lending credibility to build a wall around your little daughters.
Damn.
Well, that's already
that
happening.
Build that wall of zits and tuna fish and fat. Just make her awful looking. And you got that. And then the other story that was out yesterday, which I thought was phenomenal because of the news's casual use of their new drone. Channel 10's like, we had the Fox 10 drone overhead of a man who'd buried his mother in the backyard.
What?
So this dude up in, I forget where it was Santan Valley. He's had his 97-year-old mother under his care for quite a while, and she passed away back in December, but he thought to himself, well, these checks are rolling in pretty regular. Nobody's really checked in on mom for a while, so he dug a big hole in his backyard. And then keep the checks coming. But then somebody did a wellness check because they hadn't seen her. And he's like, oh, she walked off a while ago, but she comes back here and there. She's fine.
I think he got like 6 months worth of checks.
Yeah, from December to now. Yeah. So he's been getting the checks still. And so the Fox 10 was all during this story. They're like, the Fox 10 drone was overhead to watch. And they showed the hole in the backyard where they took her out. And I'm like, Fox 10 drone? Why are you bragging about this cool technology? Look what you're showing me. I used to worry about that when I was drone flying for a little while. And you can only really go up and down. They had rules, specific rules about like not flying too far away or getting over somebody else's house. And you kind of want to respect that. And that was the bad part of the drone was you had to take it to a park and play with it at a park or something. Or you had to have some sort of a job you were doing. Like I've seen people filming things that dealerships or trying to get their house for real estate and stuff. But you see the neighbors' backyards and you can't help but take a peep. You know, that's just human nature. Once you've got this eye in the sky and you've got the screen in your hand, you're like, oh, what are they doing back there? And I found a hoarder's house in my neighborhood accidentally. And I kind of kept bringing the drone up and getting it a little closer to the hoarder's house. They've got a backyard. You would never guess. Like, going through the neighborhood, it's a nice place. And then the backyard is just covered with these blue tarps, these plastic tarps, and toys, and piles of stuff, and like a whole pile of lawnmowers in the corner. They're very, it's very arranged, but I found it. And then I can't imagine, like, because you got to think, somebody's buried something back there. There's a Fox 10 drone found a hole.
That's why it's so weird every now and then if you, like on HGTV or the show Neighborhoods with just open backyards.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You can look all the way down.
Well, this dude in Santan couldn't have that. Yeah. He dug a good hole. The Fox 10 drone showed me. This dude dug a good quality 97-year-old mom grave. And I don't know how you do that either. It's one thing to have the 11-year-old pregnant girl. Everybody knows that's wrong. But dragging your dead mother's bones out into the backyard and throwing her in a hole. I mean, think of that. We've all got moms. Toledo, I got to make sure. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. We've all got moms. You got moms. Can you imagine her laying on the patio while you dug a hole for her? No. It's hard. Have you ever buried a pet? It's the hardest thing in the world to just finally, like, scooch her in there and then start to put the dirt over top.
It's a circle of life, John.
I know, but you're not supposed to be part of the end of it, and you're supposed to hire people for that, or at least the state's supposed to be doing it.
Or just, you're just going old school.
Yeah.
That's how they used to do
it. Yeah, I guess. Not backyard.
Got to get it below the frost line.
I'll tell you, they found it in the olden days. It was best to not put it right off the patio. And that's what this guy put it right onto the side. It's a weird little spot.
All these houses.
Yeah. One of those, and you get the overhead view now, but one of those smashed houses, those East Valley, Santan Valley, you know, every house is 2 feet apart house. He put it right between where the neighbors could had to hear the digging. They had to.
He's just doing backyard work, John.
I know. And you know, I'm not getting involved, but you had to hear it. And now they know what they heard. It's like, man, he was digging all the time. And you got to do it in broad daylight or you look crazy.
There's a house with a couple of trucks in the back. That guy could be burying a body.
That guy's got a body in the backyard.
So, yeah, just planting the tree.
There's the fun for Memorial Day since it's right. Too nice
do
and
some recon.
Too cold up north. Just Google Maps everything in your area and pick out the houses you think might have a body in the backyard. There's a bunch of them.
Maybe check into the neighbor that's putting in a koi pond.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no reason to have a koi pond. None. You've buried your mother, and then you tried to decorate it. That's the worst part. When I did landscaping at the house I had before, we did some excavation to change the levels and dug up some family dog.
Aww.
And it was awful because it wasn't. Evidently, that dog died right before they sold the house because he was still a little furry.
Aww.
He had some life on him.
The smell.
No, it wasn't bad. It really wasn't bad.
Oh.
There's a lot going on.
Pretty fresh, actually. It's like, he's... He hadn't been in there very long.
There's
poor
some
little guy.
Covered up stuff on the side of this house.
Where's
under
that?
Under tarps.
Jesus. Yeah, there's
this
bodies.
This is all Santan Valley.
Well, I'm venturing to guess they're the leaders in backyard bodies.
Well, I'm in Maricopa.
They got the big lot.
No, nobody cares about it. If I was in Maricopa, I'd dig a hole and get in it myself.
Let's take a look at Maricopa just first.
No doubt about any of that.
I would. If I had a house in Maricopa, that would. I'd be laying down in the backyard, hoping someone buries me.
Even just on the way out there, there's plenty of spots.
Yeah, that desert is filled with bodies. I'm getting the news, Brady, from a woman, because they tell bad stories, too, that she's very excited about thermal blankets. Those do work. I don't think you get more than like a month, though. Tops. And you're really going to talk yourself into the first couple of days, because it's not going to make that much difference, especially right now. Thermal blanket, you need heat. It's not 80 degrees, it's not going to help the thermal
Evidently,
blanket out.
They say they don't because if the sun is out.
Yeah, but if the sun's only 70.
It's solar.
And it's pushing down 5 degrees onto your 40-degree pool.
They're saying at least 11 degrees different. I don't know.
Yeah, but if it's 11, it's still too cold. Anyway, yeah, that's a confusing Memorial Day. So it's a good weekend to dig holes if you've got a 97-year-old grandma. Who's in charge of checking on those people? What state? Because he said nobody checked on her for a while, and then all of a sudden they're banging on the door like nobody's. I guess you got to go to like doctor's visits, and then somebody reports something.
If you want to collect the checks a little more effective, you ask someone else's mom to
start showing up for the meetings?
To sub in for the wellness check. Yep, I'm her.
But then you got to start splitting those checks with her.
Well,
then
you
you're
cut
hiring.
Them in on the D. Yeah.
No, I want it all. I'm going till I hit
Maybe
glass.
Maybe they'll do it as...
Yeah, I'm going till I hit glass. I'm not going to sit back and try to figure out, you know, who I have to pay to keep half of her check.
That's what this guy did. It only went for 6 months.
You know what? Just 6 solid months. I hope he enjoyed himself. I hope he spent every penny on himself.
Does he serve some time on that, or do they just say pay the money back?
No. give us your mom, and here, give us.
Because there's a couple of you can't bury anybody in your backyard. That's
probably a law.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how many.
Are you wondering that, Ronnie? Run. Brady's got. He's not sure. But yeah, the I'm pretty sure.
Maybe there's a HOA that says, yeah, okay, you can do that.
Pretty sure the abuse of a corpse.
No, I think I'd run from those CCNRs.
Yeah. If it had it on there, that means they had a problem before they read it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think you can really do that.
So there's a big corner lot in Maricopa with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cars and an RV, I would assume, in the backyard.
You got 10 cars in your backyard. There's a body somewhere in there.
Got to be, right?
Haven't you watched Making a Murderer? One of those is a RAV4, and it's the girl who was just there from the auto trader. There's a fire pit, I bet, too. If you get closer, there's a fire pit in that backyard. That's where they heat up the bones.
Yeah, maybe over here in the corner.
Yep.
Does look like there's some fresh dirt mounds. Fresh dirt mounds. Yeah.
You might want to investigate that one, Rich. Get an address on that one. We'll send some people over.
You get an awesome corner lot home.
Yeah.
And that's what you do with your yard.
Yep.
Load it up.
Well, they're keeping up appearances in the front.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Nobody knows.
Oh, look at that front yard. That's fantastic. Yeah. Well maintained and everything else. Going to that backyard, forget it.
Neighbors have no idea. There's a Patriot right next to them.
Yeah, right next door you got an American and Arizona flag on a pole. This is an all-American neighborhood. Little do you know that the guy next door is from Making a Murderer.
So RV gates are a good place to start then, right, John? Because that's the only way you can get in your backyard.
Yeah, if you don't see an RV, you don't see an RV, but you see an RV gate. Probably loading up some massive equipment. Well, there's that house at the Biltmore by the golf course that they have a crematorium in.
What?
Yeah.
Paul Harvey's former residence?
No, no, no. The crematorium, the guy that used to have the smokestack. Remember the guy at the Biltmore told us he does the work inside? Like, what? How are you going to resell this? His business is indoors. And he's a mortician, so hearses come and go.
At a home?
Evidently.
Personal home?
He has this big chimney in the back of it. And the business and the people are rolling up and these hearses are dumping. Brady and I have been golfing before and we're like, uh-oh. It was the weekend Paul Harvey died. Or remember, we used to think that Paul Harvey murdered people all the time. Paul Harvey would pull up with another body and a shovel and go, I've done it again. I've killed another. And so it goes. There's a woman in North Dakota who used to make too much noise. I hit her in the head with a shovel. And that's the rest of the story. So we used to always see that Paul Harvey and his family would roll in there. And like, he's killed again. But they would drop bodies off while you're golfing. You'd see a casket come out.
There'd be a limo and a hearse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Paul Harvey travels in style when he kills. He's going to ride with a body.
Follow me.
Yeah, follow me. I've killed again. And that's when the minister told me I should probably stop doing it. And I had to kill him. Now you know the rest of the story. I think it's the sixth hole on the Lynx course, if you can find it overhead.
We used to joke that it was a funeral place, that the design of the house.
Oh, it looks like it. Yeah. It looks like a funeral parlor in the middle of all these nice mansions. And then they used to pull hearses in, and then I asked that one dude, oh, no, that guy runs his business out of there. There's whole lower level of all, you know, he's a mortician, and he takes care of the dead bodies, and occasionally a smokestack, evidently, somehow or another. He's cooking them.
Preheat to 1895.
You go to check on your family that member that's passed away. We subbed it out. It's in the Biltmore right now, right. The body.
He's got a nice Viking range, though. So he's getting those bodies are getting well evenly cooked up. We'll find it for you, Rich. Don't you worry. It's the creepiest house you've ever seen in your life, too. It looks like a cemetery. Like you'd see it in the center of a cemetery. Where you go and have the services, and then the hearse drives away. It's nasty. But yeah, people, you never know what's going on in your neighbor's yard. And we're getting to be too nosy, and everybody wants to know everything about stuff, and we're starting to learn too much. The olden days when you didn't know what was going on at your neighbor's house. Keep it that way. Ignorance is bliss, man.
Another reason to helicopter your kids.
Yeah, you don't want to leave in your property lines. Look, this isn't new. This started in the 60s when everybody's like, we need cinder block walls.
Yeah. We don't want to see in
we
there.
We need to define property lines.
That's true, because they had just a wire fence and you could see what was going on. Like, we don't want to see that.
I want to look in your yard. Well, that's the weirdest thing now with
picket
my
fence.
My new, the people that just moved in just took their wall down and built a new one, and it's going to be landscaped, but there isn't any. So currently it's like a Midwestern connection. Like I can see right into their yard. And it's horrifying. It's the creepiest thing in the world.
No.
Because you can't help it. You're standing in your front yard and you're just staring into their yard while they're walking around like, hey. Because it's so foreign to you to see your neighbors interacting and doing things. You want walls. Hurry up with that wall.
So is that what happened in like the 50s and 60s? They all had regular fences and they would talk and people got tired of it.
And then, and then you have Brady as a neighbor and you're like, we got to build a bigger wall.
Yeah, we can't see these people all the time.
But probably with kids. That was it. They're running around in your yard. Yeah. Like, look, define the property line.
Houses I remember on our block didn't really have a backyard. It was a side yard and front yard because they'd put the house in the corner.
Oh,
and they'd have the garage on the side. So
huge front yard.
They didn't really have anything walled off. They'd have maybe a side patio there if they're out front.
Right, but if they had an area that, you know, that's where walls came from, though. Yeah, look at Arizona. When we moved out west from the east, because we didn't have anything. I didn't ever see that before. We moved out here, and every one of us was like, this is better.
We hate our neighbors
so
much.
This is so much better. The walls are incredible. You can do anything you want. I mean, it's super private. It was so much better. Because in West Virginia, when I lived in Morgantown, and again, that's a bad example, but Mr. Hawk lived in the house behind us. And, if you did anything in the backyard, Mr. Hawk would sit on his porch and just look over and watch us. He was probably a 70 or 80-year-old man. And my mom and my sister and me, we'd be in the backyard, and you have a slip and slide. Your kids, you know, slip and slides and water stuff in the summer, and then my mom's in a bathing suit, my sister and me, and we're running around. There's Mr. Hawk. And one day, Mr. Hawk got real close because he had a small, like, picket fence. I guess it was one of those slat fences side to side. It was just two bars.
But like a four-footer?
No, maybe 3.5-foot fence, but it's got two bars. You can sneak under or through. It's just, it's like those old ranch fences. And then we look over and they're playing on the slip and slide, and Mr. Hawk's sitting on top of it. Like he came all the way over to our and just sitting on top
just
of it.
Just drooling.
Didn't say anything. And my mom's like, all right, everybody, let's go. And like, Mom, we want to go. We didn't realize, some old.
The hawk is on the fence.
Octogenarian was about to start beating off to a family. And so, like, all right, we're all going to go inside. Why? And we had the neighbors, Michelle and Todd and David were over, and everybody's in their bathing suits playing. And Mr. Hawk's just sitting there. It was a three-house cul-de-sac just sitting there staring at us. Not a word. Just, ugh. And we all went inside and just waited for Mr. Hawk, and he just sat on the fence hoping we'd all come back out for another 10 or 15 minutes. And my mom said, we just don't want to be out there when Mr. Hawk's out there, right? Oh, we don't care. No, I don't want you guys outside with Mr. Hawk outside.
She knew.
She knew Mr. Hawk was going to. I'm going to put my wiener in one of those. That's all he was thinking. One of them. The first one gets free, I'm putting my wiener in it. I hope it's the big one. Ooh. So, we all just kind of went in and stood inside, and we couldn't play outside on a hot July day in West Virginia because Mr. Hawk wouldn't go in.
And then if you go confront Mr. Hawk, he's just going to deny it.
I was just enjoying the day like you were outside.
So it's like you're kind of stuck there.
Yeah.
Like you want to kill the guy, but.
You want to just go over and throw rocks at the fence. So what do we think about? Like, well, maybe we should build walls. Moved out here, and it's like, this is the greatest thing ever. Everyone's got giant cinder block, impenetrable, no see-through walls.
And with everybody having so pools, the ladies want to. Lay out with their boobs.
Unfortunately, that wouldn't have helped out for Mr. Ray because he's in the second story window hanging.
And he used to jerk off to you guys?
Not to me. He did it to a couple of our neighbors,
Your neighbor used to. Man, your stories get better and better. He had a guy.
Has never been brought up.
Never.
Dick out. This is a guy who used to go to his house all the time.
Yeah, three sons.
Is it just now coming back to you?
No.
This is one of those moments of clarity that people with Alzheimer's have.
Yep. Oh, my God. Your neighbor. I told you. Yeah.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, because a couple of the other stories, because he recently passed away.
So it's okay to talk about him.
Yeah. And I didn't know some of the detail. One part of the story was he had on his deathbed, this guy calls up his wife and says, by the way, he's my dad.
Wait a minute.
He had two kids.
So while Mr. Ray
that
was dying.
None of the entire family.
He had a fair kid. All right, that's salacious and neat. Tell me more about when his dick was out in the window.
He'd be the neighbors next door. It was the wife he was doing it to. Basically, she came out of the house, there he's in the window, hanging
he's
brain.
Tugging to the neighbor's wife.
Yep, so.
And he wasn't arrested immediately?
No, they well, confronted him. Knock it off.
Oh, yeah.
She kind of was like, Bob, what are you doing? Man.
You guys were way too close.
No kidding.
First off, I don't call him Bob anymore.
He was bobbing.
Yeah, look, yeah, dickhead.
He's an asshole,
yeah,
dickhead.
Hey, dickhead. You do that again, and you're going to have more tugging to do in jail. Now, come on, Bob. Now, you still coming to the barbecue this weekend? Jeez Louise, jeez, oh, Pete.
Oh, man.
So that just got swept under the rug, and Bob was allowed to hang out with everybody?
No,
still?
It was, well, yeah, I don't think they called the police.
Did
at
Bob
the time.
Come to your house after
a different
this information?
Time.
I didn't know about it
Not
until
you, but your
long
parents
after.
Did.
They let him in.
Nobody
yeah,
told
no, he were in, he stayed in the house most of the time, but he wasn't
well,
ever
yeah,
he had no parents. You know, like
but you went to his house and he went to your
all
house
all the time.
And your parents
yeah.
were like, it's cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You've been raped, Brady.
Man. Brady.
And you don't know it.
Your mother was right when she said she was a bad mom. She let you go to the jerky house?
Oh yeah.
After?
Well, actually, when that had happened, I think I had just started college, but
oh,
did your sister go over there?
No, nope.
But it
good.
Wasn't like a meeting.
None of that goes because it was girls, you know.
Too
well, yeah.
that was a thing.
But the
so but just, one of the neighbors next door
wow.
ended up having there was a confrontation because the daughter said she saw Bob
jerking off in the window again.
Yeah, and they sold the house, and the whole time growing up, I'm like, why did the Moggers live? She never told. Her husband.
The victims
happened.
Moved?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
They're like, we're moving. Don, we're selling the house.
What
right,
a tolerant
right
road you lived on.
I don't blame them, but.
Yeah, but that should have been well known. Like, if the dude next door to me was beaten off
apparently
the window,
it was.
I would have told everybody, and
well,
nobody's
it wasn't,
their pariah.
No, I guess it was between, you know, she, at the time, decided, I don't want my husband to know this, and I, you know, we're just moving. We're getting out.
So they
because
left.
She's like, Don would have killed him.
So how did we find out?
Years later.
Oh, man, that's dangerous. They
you
moved
can't
away.
Well,
that,
it was yeah. the relocation you program, you know, that yeah. people would just, like, a teacher you know, gets accused.
That's
that,
a problem with you, burying stuff, man.
Yeah, it is.
Because then you just, if yeah. you don't warn other people,
right,
like, then he's just still doing it.
He's probably
going to be in that window constantly.
All that he knows is, when I do this, neighbors move away.
Yeah,
I get a so new batch of neighbors. When I get tired of them, some new girl's going to move into this.
And nothing after that ever. I mean, I guess, you know, the time that he got confronted, then he stopped.
Or he got better at it.
Yeah.
Or he went.
Hiding it better.
Yeah, went left the neighborhood.
Or just did it in your backyard and you couldn't see him. That would be a well-known thing. Like right now, I'd be knocking on doors. Well, that's the reason that they make you introduce yourself when you're a sexual predator.
Yeah.
You may be over it. It may be done. But things you've done in the past, you're like, you got to knock on the doors and say, yeah, as a new neighbor, I was a convicted sexual predator. Sorry.
Could you imagine getting that? You don't have to worry about it. Like,
nope.
If Brady or I got that knock on the door, yeah, sexual predator, I'm down the street.
Yeah, I'd be like, well.
All right, time to put that for sale sign
bye-bye.
In.
Bye-bye. This wasn't that great a place anyway.
I'm over it.
Would you move if a sexual predator moved in?
Right next door?
No, like within a
couple
street
houses
or two.
Or, yeah, whatever.
Within a street. You get the knock on the door, and he's like, I live over there on 4140, blah, blah, blah.
At this particular time, there'd be a you'd think pretty hard and saying, maybe it's time to move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
with a daughter?
Out. Yeah. Yeah, before that guy was done with his sentence, I'd be digging the little post hole.
Yeah.
Let's get this sign up. Really? You going to move?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to move because
yeah.
you're a pervert. You've cars or something. I don't want to know your story. I'm getting out of here. I got to go to a better neighborhood where people like you
there's
can't
nothing
be
redeeming about your story.
No, you're done. I'm over it. Yeah, I'm not.
No, you're not.
I'm not. You'd be over it.
He would
day.
Probably move 6 months into it after it's the fourth or fifth time his house is painted Hunter orange.
Fourth or fifth?
Right. We're going to have to paint it like a traffic cone because you make us all so sick. So very sick.
Which
but I'm
house,
over it.
Which house is it? Yeah, you'll know.
You'll know. The one with the dildos on it, painted Hunter orange.
They're all Hunter orange. Whenever they,
you gotta have that. It's like he's out there looking for deer. I think he should have to wear the vest. Like he should always be in a Hunter orange vest, no matter what. That's the punishment of sexual predators. Rather than bothering me with it, knocking on my door, you're just it's the Scarlet Letter. You're cursed with the Hunter orange vest.
man, they got to change it up a little bit because some of the
road workers would have to wear yellow. But
we'll have to figure out an outfit that they'd have to wear.
Yeah, something with a big V
and maybe some audio, some kind of music behind if he's every time
some
he's out.
Haunting music around his house. Yeah, great idea. That's good for property values. Oh yeah, like he's an ice cream truck.
Yeah,
I like that idea. Warning sounds, but yeah, so that would discourage a lot of people from doing it. I can't believe you were you had a jerk off window neighbor. Wow. Closest thing I ever came is the girl next door to me would strip in the window when I used to do, I was probably 14, 15, and I'd throw a tennis ball off of a sidewall and practice grounders and stuff. And it was like real close, like within 4 or 5 feet, and I'm just peppering the thing. And, you know, it'd make a weird pop noise, but I'd do it at night, 7 at night, you know. And then I started to use real baseballs and I busted up the wall, different story. But I'd look up and this red-haired girl would watch me do it. And I was pretty good at it. So I'm doing like diving stops and doing these pop backs and just really
stepping up the game,
honing my skills as a third baseman shortstop. And popped up and took a gander up and she started to take her shirt like she's like teasing me. And I was laughing. She's a year older than me. Next thing you know, her shirt's off. Standing in the window and I'm like, and then she'd leave and I'd get one of those weird 14-year-old boy boners. Start to play baseball with that for a little bit.
Got Thora Birch in the window.
She'd come back in a bra. I'm like just standing there. She knew she was doing it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
She's doing it on purpose. She'd wave to me. And then I'd reach down and take care of business for a second. And then I'd run in the house. So I didn't get caught beating off outside. Again. But your neighbor didn't care.
Yeah, and I don't know the approach exactly. If he was walking by the window. Oh, hey, happened to be new.
Yeah, but you said he was hugging it.
I don't know about that for sure. But
just
I know
standing naked in the window
exposed.
Looking at the neighbor's wife.
Yeah. Hey.
That's great. There's Thora Birch. That was very. Hers was more haunting than the girl that was. The girl that was next door to me was not Thora Birch.
No.
No. It was still free boobs, but it was kind of like almost like if Denny's gave away free food. You'd eat it, but. You're not going to go too crazy. I'm not running back to pay, that's for sure. Here's a sample of Moons Over My Hammy. You like it if it's drunk. All right, I'll try some of that. But it happened. Nothing ever occurred there. I would have liked to have done something. And then that other girl that I drew my blue pubes on for with that pen, she used to show me her boobs all the time. I didn't know what to do with those. She was only 12 years old, and she had probably the third biggest set of cans I've ever seen in my life. To this day. She's the top three still. She was 12 years old, and those cans were massive. And they were good. Because they were, you know, they were 12. They were fresh. Huge. Probably a big C, large D, full.
Wow.
She used to pin me in the bushes all the time and take her shirt off and smash them in my face. And I was cool with that. But I was underdeveloped at the time. So I had to draw my pubic hair on. Just in case she wanted to see my goods. Which would have been wildly disappointing.
And now your kid's 34.
Geez Louise, that kid would be 34 years old if I'd put it in her. Oh, man. That would have been good. You know, if it all worked out the same, but I just drugged some kid with me the whole way, it would be pretty awesome. Now it would be a hilarious story. Would have been great for
radio.
His name
would have to be Blue.
Oh, yeah, Blue Pubes. I'm gonna go like I had one of Jay Z's kids.
Old Blue Holmberg,
Blue Ivy Pubes. Yeah, crazy, weird. Anyway, everybody's just ignore your neighbors. They're probably up to horrible things. I at least appreciate my gabers. I know they do horrible stuff, and they're proud of it. Things that would make me cringe, my toes curl just talking about it. That's going on completely right next door in my house, and good on them. Just don't do it in the backyard where I can see it. It's 6:55. What do you got on the big board of musical treats today?
All right. Wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Need to get the hell out of your neighborhood? Give us a call.
Yeah.
ELOteam.com.
You're going to be selling a lot of houses out in Santan where that guy buried mom.
Oh, I did get a couple out of Maricopa recently, so that's always
good. You got them. That's the way you got to look at it, too. You got them out of Maricopa. No matter what they moved into is better than being there.
Yeah.
They could have moved into a tough shed in someone's backyard. It's better than being in Maricopa, period. Good job.
We got the Anthrax up here, Disturbed, Slipknot, and the Damn Things is tonight over at Tempe Marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a situation here.
That's like a $10 show.
Yes.
There you go. All right, we got a situation here. The Damned Things. You got to, that's Scott Ian. He was supposed to come in this morning, but he couldn't make it. We're going to have Scott Ian pop in.
We'll do the national anthem.
That was still one of my favorite moments.
I don't, what did he say? I got this.
We
I don't
no, care. We, no, no, no. We thought, because we were the band, it was our 10th anniversary for the show. It was at the Raceway, Firebird Raceway, and Sodomizing Linda was going to go on there and goof around, do a bunch of songs, and there was a horrible rainstorm, so this big delay happened, and we were told the national anthem was going to play while we're on stage. And then Marty, the guitar player, was under the impression he was playing it. So he worked on something and did a thing, and that maybe other guys would go up and do it. Well, we were misled violently. So we're standing on stage, and there's Scott Ian next to Marty, the guitar player for the band. And Marty's getting all ready to go and stuff, and he thinks he's got something together. And he looks at Scott Ian, and he says to Scott Ian, "We're in drop D." And Scott Ian goes, "I don't give a sh-." And he walked out on stage. Bam, 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 bam. Marty's like, "Are we not? We're not doing this, right?" So we just stood behind him in a really weird way because none of it, it all got so crazy strange because of that storm. And Scott just told Marty he didn't care about him at all and walked away and told, played a very patriotic song and got off stage in seconds.
And I got to dance as a penis on
that's
the
right.
stage.
You were an inflatable dick.
What a weird night.
It was a strange, fun night, though.
Oh, by the way, the couple that I got out of Maricopa, Tracy and Justin. So congratulations for leaving the Copa.
Yeah, you're free.
Free like
spread
a bird.
Spread your wings. Fly far, far away from here, Forrest. And whatever decision-making process that went into moving into Maricopa, hopefully that part of your brain is dead now.
Starter home.
Yeah,
John.
You start. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the words. You know what I miss about Maricopa?
Yeah.
Never said.
You know what I miss? Sometimes at night, when the meth lab would blow up, the sunset would be kind of green.
That was their green flash.
Yeah, it's a meth starter house. No thanks. Out. Run from it. Congratulations to Tina and Jeff,
Tracy and Justin.
That's right.
Good people.
Good people. Now.
Nah.
A couple weeks ago, they were pariahs. Ugh. I'd rather have a... What would you rather have, Brady? A guy masturbating in the window every night next door to you where you live, or live in Maricopa?
I'll take the neighbor, Bob.
That's right. I'll actually beat a neighbor off to not live in Maricopa.
For some reason, the builder on the house, this is how weird things are in Maricopa, mm-hmm. put their house at 2,200 square feet.
Right.
And I walked in there and I'm like, this does not feel like 200
right.
square feet.
We're missing feet.
Comes to find out it's like 17 something.
Sure.
Oh, whoops.
They've been paying taxes on the wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know if they lied to them or what happened.
Well, part of it fell off.
Right. Well, I'm assuming, I would assume the lab blew up.
Yeah.
And you lost about 400 or 500 square feet on that. That'll happen. You got to pay taxes on it because you can't call the police and tell them where the lab used to be.
Yeah, like they can test that. Our taxes went from $37.
Yeah. It's clandestine. It moves. Yeah. Yuck. Sorry about that, everyone who lives in Maricopa, but you know deep down it was a horrible error.
It's understood.
The reason you're mad that we're talking about it is because you know. If you had a chance to get out, you would. I bet you everyone in Maricopa, I bet you Maricopa leads Arizona in most residents filling out forms to win the HGTV Dream House. Anything
per
to,
capita.
Anything to, oh, yeah, per capita. It's like 90% of citizens of Maricopa fill out, flyers and things to win homes somewhere else.
Toledo got out of there, for God's sakes.
Yeah, for God's sakes, if Toledo can do it, why are you trapped in there?
Do it.
You ran away. And I know while you're living there, you try to defend it. We got a native New Yorker now. They're putting in a Popeye.
You would, too.
Yeah. Oh, everybody does it. It's not just
those
him.
Old tapes.
Because he's getting because otherwise,
gonna you're pop. There. You're
it's
in
gonna
it.
It's going
to
pop.
No, no, no. Because you have really to. Is. You have to convince yourself it's not as bad as everyone's telling
daily
you.
Daily affirmations, yeah. John.
You have to, yeah.
Daily affirmations.
While you're there. But once you get out, you're like, I'm so sorry I lied to you guys. I was lying to myself, too.
It's- hey, the Ace Hardware just opened up. We're looking good.
Yeah.
We've looks got like drugstore we're options.
Got a Home Depot popping in here. Pretty soon we're going to have a Quiznos.
Huh. We had a Quiznos.
So you mean everything we've got in regular society? Yeah, we're building one down there.
Got a pepper bar.
Why don't you Just move to where all this stuff exists. It's popping. It's popping. It's not popping. It's bad.
The native down there is like the one bar that's remained. Everything else is turned over.
I will say their casino is nice, but it is a that road getting nice to it. Very nice now. Whew, tell you what. It's 7:01.
It's five minutes.
You don't we'll like do the business barn still?
5 minutes of what?
Getting through the town to the
Oh, the town's
No, it's not.
Five minutes.
One end to the other? It seemed like it lasted that long.
Well, to get to the drive. Through the city?
Yeah, through the
city.
Yeah,
you go through quite a lot of city, but even if it is.
They have the railroad tracks there?
Yeah.
You
get
stuck there, you're really
screwed. Oh, that's the worst.
At the business barn.
Oh, the business barn.
No longer.
It's just a barn. I don't know what's in it. It's not a dress barn either. Thank God that's gone. I'm sure you had a dress barn at the old Cope.
It's where the right now the Maricopa Business Barn is where the Maricopa Monitor is, the local news rag.
And that's got to be just every day, another day in Maricopa. Here's a list of people who've killed themselves. And it's a long list.
We're on it. There's 100, 100 copies a day.
Yeah, welcome to the Maricopa Monitor. Here's 45 people who killed themselves yesterday. And now,
45.
Now sports.
Damn it, we have a deadline. Print it.
Maricopa High School basketball team lost yesterday when three of their players killed themselves.
On the court.
On the court.
Our bug guy lives out there. He's embedded in the community.
Yeah. Hunter Pest Control.
Well, it's interesting that a bug man would embed himself like a tick.
Hey. Prime market down there.
For what?
He's like king of Maricopa.
Pest Control.
Yeah, for pest control.
You know who the richest guy in Maricopa is? The embalmer. His business is
not
booming.
Yet, it's all young down
booming.
There.
Booming. They're not dying of old age, Rich.
Come on.
They're dying of, what the f*** am I doing out here?
Oh, they have two Dunkin' Donuts, I'll have you know, Whoa. John, now.
One on each side of town?
Whoa. Yep.
That's right.
If we keep them fat, they'll stay. Yeah.
They'll be immobile. And then reliant on where they get their insulin.
We'll corner the market.
Yeah, we'll keep them. Look, if I was there, I'd eat donuts until I died.
More donuts.
And more donuts. But you're a diabetic. I know. Your foot just fell off. I don't care. Where am I walking? Other side of Maricopa? Sorry, Maricopa.
Well, Brady says there's nice parts in every town.
Have you found one?
Duke, the golf course.
Yeah, I know.
The golf course.
Casino belongs to the Indians, so they even don't associate with it. They're just close to Maricopa. Even the Indians are like, we're supposed to be in the middle of nowhere. Why are you guys moving out here? So, it's awful out there. Sorry, Maricopa. It's true. And I don't care if I offend you. Somebody has to tell you.
Maricopa shaming.
Somebody has to point out your wart. We're copa shaming. So, you know, Phoenix is the fastest growing city in America. Oh. Let's scoot Maricopa up. Let's get it. You guys, everybody's moving here. Why did you move almost here?
That's another lie I bought into. Fastest growing city in the state.
Maricopa? Because it went from 1 to 30.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Like 1,000,000,000% growth.
Yeah, even Bristol Palin moved there.
That's right.
For what, a year?
Yeah, even she was like, yuck.
I'm not sure she bought even walked place. Into the house. Yeah. I don't think she walked into the house.
Somebody told me a lie. Bought this place sight unseen. Where am I?
What the hell?
It's 7:04. Give it to me, the damn things. We've got a situation here. Congratulations to Jeremy and Teresa, who left Maricopa, courtesy of Eric.
Tracy and Justin.
Those folks.
Those
a lot
folks
of people too. Moving out of America.
You'll hear from a Teresa and Justin today.
And
they're texting.
Did you get the listing on their house?
We sold it, and then they bought a new
one. Oh, you sold their house?
Sold their house in Maricopa.
Son of a bitch, how dare you?
Man, you're propagating.
How dare you? You don't sell houses to people in Maricopa. That's a crime. You burn it down.
Just burn it.
You get the people out of it, and you burn it down, and you let the new people.
You take the loss.
You don't ever put someone in Maricopa. That's not right. That's greedy.
Willingly?
Do the right thing. Just tell them they're in Maricopa and drive them around Chandler. This doesn't feel like Maricopa. Trust me, you don't want to go down there. I'm not driving down there.
Vast difference in Chandler and Maricopa.
I know, and they'll see it, and they'll be like, what were we thinking?
She's texting me. She agrees with you, John, wholeheartedly.
Because I'm right.
Yeah.
That's why they moved. They didn't move because of a job or anything. They moved because it was like time to get the F out of Maricopa.
They moved because they woke up.
Yeah, nobody lives in Maricopa and goes, well, my job is taking us from this paradise.
She worked in Scottsdale.
Oh, what the?
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's dumb.
That's a dream commute for Toledo.
Yeah, Toledo would like that. You mean I can drive another 10 miles? Rich was hoping when we built the new building that it was somewhere in Cave Creek so he could move to like Casa Grande, do some road work. I like driving everywhere.
You guys don't?
Let's do it. It's the damn things. Their show's tonight at Tempe Marketplace. $10, low-dough show right there if you want to go see Scott Ian and his gang. I'll play in over there in Tempe, right there on that little cement block. It's kind of a cool setup, cool stage, very intimate deal. And the sound is great, so head on down there and see the damn things. I haven't heard this one. It's We've Got a Situation.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door. Yeah.